I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution rears its ugly head in eastern Ukraine. The details coming up. And then later, United States prison cells make the perfect mission field. We'll explain why in just a few minutes. First, the Voice of the Martyrs Korea tells us that pressure is ramping up for churches in Russian-occupied eastern Ukraine. Pastor Eric Foley says partners from four Protestant churches say they were harassed by soldiers and officials last week. Churches were subject to searches, document inspection, and later discovered equipment missing. And in one case, church members were forced out of their building.
The Central Baptist Church in Mariupol, which is one of these four churches, buried two church members who were martyred back in March. This was a group of five church members in the Mariupol area who were taking care of 200 church members that were in the Central Baptist Church basement. Those five were hit by a grenade as they were doing their deliveries and caring for those 200 people. They no longer have their church building because that's been destroyed. Only the basement remains.
Mariupol recently fell to Russian invaders after months of intense fighting. Ask God to give these four churches endurance.
The church leader was telling us, he said, you know, officials there present everything Protestant as American planted. Only the Russian Orthodox Church Moscow Patriarchate has the right to operate. So we really need to pray for discernment for these churches.
Despite harassment and destroyed buildings, the churches continue to pray and serve their neighbors. Praise God for their faithfulness. Next, Sudan's political headway hits reverse, but the gospel is advancing. Security forces killed a protester in Khartoum last week as he demonstrated against military rule. That makes 102 civilian deaths since October. Junta and civilian bloc leaders remain at loggerheads. Meanwhile, a church-centric Bible translation team celebrates progress.
They finished up the Sudanese Arabic Open Bible Stories, kind of the meta-narrative, you know, an Old Testament, New Testament survey, a book that has 50 key Bible stories, Genesis to Revelation.
Unfolding Word CEO David Reeves says this translation, the first of its kind in Sudanese Arabic, is a critical resource for bilingual believers.
You know, take that text and then use it to help translate into all the minority languages in Sudan, many of those being unreached people groups.
By partnering with church networks, Unfolding Word equips and empowers believers to translate God's word into minority languages.
Initially, we went in and worked closely with them, helping train them how to do this. This next batch, they're doing the work, we're observing.
Find three ways to partner with Unfolding Word in the full report online.
The most powerful thing and the most strategic thing you can do is join us in prayer. We are pressing up against powers and principalities of darkness in these parts of the world.
And pop quiz, what would you say is the difference in length between jail time and a prison sentence? Well, the average prisoner in the United States is sentenced to a little over 12 years in prison. But a stay in jail? Well, that typically averages just 21 days. Crossroads Prison Ministries connects men and women in prison with Christian mentors through mail-in Bible studies. But what about those in jail? John Byrne with Crossroads says,
some of those people, they get arrested, they bail out, their lawyer comes and gets them in a couple of days, and they're back out on the street, or they're waiting for 3 or 4 weeks for a court date. Typically, they don't have enough time to get very far into the Crossroads coursework because they're there for such a short amount of time.
That's why Crossroads recently developed a new jail curriculum. It's shorter and reaches folks in jail for Christ when they may be more receptive.
It's kind of a big shock. For a lot of people, jail becomes that place of rock bottom where, okay, how did I get here? I'm locked up. I can't go home. How did I get myself in this spot? So in jail, it's a very fertile ground for evangelism. What we find is that a lot of people in jail make a commitment to follow Jesus.
Pray for men and women in jail to sense their need for a Savior in Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.